Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. The story of Tower Records is closely intertwined with Sacramento's cultural scene. Founded by Russ Solomon along Watt Avenue in 1960, what started as a record store grew into an international retail empire, totaling over 200 stores at one point, and a place for music fans to explore and connect. For the past several years, Solomon, Vinyl, and Tower Records have been the inspiration for a local art exhibition, whose latest form is currently on display in Yolo County, called A New Spin on Vinyl. The exhibition is at the Barn Gallery in Woodland through August 17th. Here to give us a taste of what's on display is artist Dwight Head, the founder of A New Spin on Vinyl, and Bridget Rangel Rexford, the exhibition's manager at Yolo Arts. Good afternoon to you both. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Dwight, let's start with you. Tell us about how long have you been working in the art world and what sparked your interest?
Well, I first started working for the federal government doing wildlife brochures. But then I needed some training to go to school because they took me right out of high school, right to the feds, and I was drawing bears, flowers, and I knew there was something else that I wanted to do besides that. I mean, it paid good, but I wanted to venture out. And so I hit up all the galleries in Sacramento, been in the Crocker, been in Elk Grove, been in all over the place, really, here in Sacramento. And I just wanted to do something different.
That does sound like something different. It sounds like a really interesting backstory, though. This exhibition, it's grown and developed for several years. Tell us about how A New Spin on Vinyl got started. Why did you decide to honor Tower Records and Russ Solomon?
You know, when I saw that Russ Solomon died, I knew a lot of people that worked there, and they enjoyed working for him. They said he was a fabulous boss. And I just thought, you know, it's been such a staple here in Sacramento that I said I wanted to do something artsy, something funky. And then I had this idea about getting some artists together and doing artwork on vinyl records.
Bridget, let's bring you into the conversation here. How did A New Spin on Vinyl come to Yolo County?
Well, they definitely made a proposal, and this is pre-me. So I'm Janice Purnell was the original exhibitions manager. Then it was me. And when I was here looking at the, when I was given the schedule for the year, I was like, whoa, what's this? This is A New Spin on Vinyl. First of all, love the pun, love the name, the turn of the name, turn of phrase. I'm like, that's clever. And so when I was able to actually meet the person who, you know, figured this whole thing out, I was like, Dwight, you're really cool.
Okay. It's the people that make the connections. That's
exactly.
Great.
And so it's really about the people. And my experience just sitting there every day is that it's so nice to be around an exhibition because this is where I work, right? So I'm around this art all day long. I'm like, wow, this is community brought together. Dwight has brought people together over a topic such as music and culture. And that's what it should really be about all the time. It should always be about making memories together, keeping things alive, honoring past loved ones. And even if we didn't know them, people still make an impact. Dwight's made an impact, and I barely met Dwight. So
okay. You know, like I said, when I first started, I wanted to get artists involved and use the vinyl records for their medium. I mean, it threw a lot of people off. Painters were like, it's not a canvas. Pottery people are like, how do I participate in this? I mean, how do we use this? And so over the years, we have gotten some really amazing, amazing pieces. It is just growing and growing.
Well, give us that sort of that understanding, like be our eyes for us. What would you see if you went to the exhibit? How is the vinyl used? What can people expect?
I'll let Bridget answer that one.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Bridget? So this is the Barn Gallery. So if it's not too incredibly hot, we can open the gigantic barn door. It's huge. And as soon as you walk in, you'll see Barbetta's work against the wall. And what Dwight had relayed to me was that the show kind of usually centered around just the vinyl itself, untouched, but just painted on, like 2D,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's how it started. I had like a lot of artists just doing 2D. And I'm like, no, We need to express a little bit more into this. And so, like I said, Barbetta's piece, she did a figure, mm-hmm. but she broke up all the records. She
right.
broke them up, painted on them. She added all sorts of textures, paper, plastic, and even add lights to her sculptural piece.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Barbetta, she's a really good artist.
She's spectacular. So that's the first thing you'll see. And then if you go to the left, there's a whole bunch of records on the wall. So the way I designed this wall is that, having had worked at a vinyl record store before, Dimple Records, which is also gone, I remember just seeing all the album covers on the wall, just one after the other, stacked in rows upon rows. So I thought, why not put the vinyl up there to kind of mimic that sort of setup, that sort of nostalgic feeling. So you have that on your left. And then on the right, you have just so many goodies. There are there's two record players that we have, and they're called Experiment 1 and Experiment 2. They're spectacular in that you get to actually play with it. Like, there's, you know,
it has a control yeah. system. You can actually push buttons and the record will make some noises and lights up and all that. So,
right.
Yeah, that was a very interesting piece.
Are you able to, like, select a song to play to the in the exhibit?
Not really, but you can you're adding in notes and tones and tunes to the record as it's playing.
Right. I see. Well, you know, you've been talking about this sort of this mix of music and art. What makes that combination so special?
To me, it just was the vintage feel from a record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's no record stores around now. When you have to get records, you got to go online, you know, to buy them. And so to me, they're giving me that vintage feel that I like about the record. Yeah.
You know, this year is the first year that it's a traveling exhibit. Why did you decide to take a new spin on vinyl on the road? And where's it going next?
Let me tell you. When we did this one for the barn, we had like almost like 50 artists. And we had to chop it down because there's no way we're going to fit 50 pieces of artwork. And then the artist doing two pieces, that would leave like 100 pieces. That's a lot of art to hang for a show. And so we just kind of like, okay, let's kind of windle it down and figure out, okay, what we can do. So we had so many, so we decided to do the barn was our first installment. Our second one is coming up in November, where we have extra pieces that the artist didn't show at the barn yet. So that's, I mean, it's gotten so big where I have to find little venues to put these places, you know, to put the art in. And yeah, it will be at Twisted Track November the 1st this year. That's the second installment.
Twisted Track. Where is that?
On R Street.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Well, Bridget, if people are looking to come and see a new spin on vinyl at the Barn Gallery, what do they need to know? Where can people go to learn more?
Definitely, I would say go to our website, sure, but I think our Instagram is the most helpful there. You can come on Wednesdays and Thursdays, 2:30 to 5, or Saturdays, 12:30 to 3, and I'll be there. And if there's any time that you want to come and see the Barn Gallery, I implore you to DM us on Instagram or email us at ya@yoloarts.org, and we'll accommodate you. Absolutely. And it's always free. I want to emphasize, this is always free. This is a great thing for you to do with your family and friends when you're visiting. Go have some great Mexican food in Woodland and then go to the Barn Gallery.
And it runs through August 17th, I understand. Is that right?
Yes.
That's great. Well, and the free is a great price.
Great.
Dwight and Bridget, thank you both so much for joining us.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Dwight Head is the founder of A New Spin on Vinyl. Bridget Rangel-Rexford is the exhibitions manager at YOLO Arts. The exhibition, which honors Tower Records founder Russ Solomon, will be on display at the Barn Gallery in Woodland through August 17th. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.